Good morning, good morning. How are you? How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. I am, yesterday I slept in. My phone died, so I didn't do the teaching, but this morning, man, I am a little bit of a psychopath. I woke up. I am just like 100% energized for work today. Like I actually worry for my family because I'm going to be so on it today. But God is so good, and don't ever forget, He's there in the good days. He's there in the bad days. He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. So if you're having bad days, He's there for you. If you're having good days, He's there for you. God is always there, and when you start to apply this word in your mind, when you start to apply these verses, when you start to believe, which is having a firm conviction specifically in what you hear, that's what faith is. Once you start to do that, you will start to see God in your life, and you'll start to witness the miracle that we have being children and sons of God. I was reading this morning in 2 Peter, and I'm going to jump. There's a couple. I'm going to go to verse 20 first, and then I'm going to jump back. But if you go to verse 20 of chapter 1 of 2 Peter, it says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation or one's own individual interpretation." The Bible is not up to people's individual interpretation. There is one interpretation. There is one meaning, and we are to be workmen of the word. And if somebody tells you otherwise, it's not truth. It's not truth. The truth is there is one interpretation. And as you read the word and as you break it down, I mean, there's going to be mistakes, that's for sure. But that's the intent, is to find out what the word specifically means. What does God mean by this stuff? Verse 21, "For the prophecy came not at any time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the divine power or the Holy Ghost." This is the spoken word of God's inner thoughts. It's the reconciliation, the reconnection to God. It's God's inner thoughts towards our reconnection to Him. When Adam transgressed against the law, the connection was severed. When Jesus Christ died, the reason why He died was to reconnect us to God. You are reconnected. You are given the spirit of the reconnection through God's inner thoughts that's in you, the Holy Spirit that's in you. And then you have God's spoken inner thoughts through the word. That's why this stuff's so wonderful. If you jump over to verse 2 of chapter 1, this is my favorite verse. This is the verse in the Bible that I go to all the time. "Grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, will make you full through the instrument of having a knowledge of God." That knowledge is an epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with an object where you hear from it and you heed His advice. It's heeding the advice of God. That's what having the knowledge of God is. It's from the Word. It's from understanding the Word. And once you can get to the point where you talk to God and you work with God, you'll understand this even to a deeper level. But again, grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace, will make you full. Those two things will make you full through the instrument of having a relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 3, "According as His divine power has been given to us all things for life and godliness." And again, life is life in all of its manifestations. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the spirit of the life of God in all of its manifestations and godliness. And godliness is having a relationship with God. It's not going to church. That is not a relationship. It's not fellowshipping. It's being able to go to God, heed the advice of God, talk to God, pray to God. It's one's own individual relationship. This whole life, this whole thing is about building the relationship with God and building the relationship with His Son. This life is so quick. And for those of you who are younger than 40, it is unbelievable how quick this goes. And for those of you that are older than 60, you know what I'm talking about. The speed at which this life goes is so fast, but the whole point is to build the relationship with God, to start to talk to God. You are an inherited son right now. Right now, you're a son in God with inherited powers. You have the Holy Spirit. We live in a great time. And Jesus Christ died in order that you can have this relationship. Take full advantage. Pray the big prayers today. You pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. Pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for the moments therein. I thank you for everything that I've been thinking about, that it comes off in a way that's good and everybody's blessed by it, that we can move forward and get everything going. I'm very thankful again for the ability that you give each and every one of your believers, and just that ability to cause effect and also the ability to achieve. And I thank you for just the moments of my life, the moments that you give to us. And I thank you for your son and what he did and the way you set this whole thing up. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.